going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has covered the Florida Panthers for many, many years. You can read his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. Hello, George.
Well, hello, Hawk. How are you?
We're good. What'd we learn from last night's beatdown of Tampa in Tampa? Did we learn that the Panthers are absolutely ready to try for the repeat, or it's one game, you know, don't put the cart in front of the horse? Like, what did we learn?
Well, I'll tell you, it was an impressive win. Just watching it, Paul Maurice kind of downplayed it, but if you watch that game, I think you had to walk away impressed with how Florida played. They beat Tampa to just about every puck. They were forechecking. They looked like the Florida Panther playoff team from last year. And it looked like, you know, we talked a little bit about them flipping the switch. And I know that's a little unfair because of how he's been managing the playing time. And, you know, they can't play that way 82 games a year. We've seen bits and pieces of it throughout the regular season. But this team is battle-tested. They know how to play in the playoffs and know when to save it for the playoffs. And they brought it last night. I mean, and you wanted one thing we learned that I think we kind of knew it going in is Florida is a much deeper team than Tampa. Tampa's got a big injury now with Anthony Cirelli, and that only hurts them even more. And Florida's just a deeper team.
And George, what happened? How did they affect Vasilevsky so bad? Because I took the under thinking we got two great goalies, and this dude had his eyes closed.
Yeah, listen, they got a couple deflections. They went hard to the net. Everything was in front of the net. The one that the first one that Matthew Tkachuk got, he was all alone in the slot. He worked the puck around, bopped it right past him. And then the second one went through skates, you know, went through traffic. It was a sharp angled shot that pinballed. If, you know, for all us old folks out there, there's a thing called pinball, and the puck just kind of went off a bunch of skates and in. So I don't know that Vasilevsky was terrible. He certainly wasn't great. Florida only had 16 shots and scored 6 on that. Yeah, I think there's a few he'd like to have back, but a few of them, Florida just outworked him for it.
Now I just want to talk about pinball for the rest
of
the segment. Yeah, I'm gonna show a little restraint, and I'm gonna actually talk Panthers here so that we can celebrate last night. What went wrong for the Panthers? You know, I'm not a hockey expert, so I watched the game last night. I'm like, wow, they're clicking on all cylinders, and it was a beatdown on the road, and a lot of pundits had picked Tampa to win the entire series. So you watch it way more intellectually than we do. What went wrong for the Panthers? What needs to be corrected?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot that went wrong. I mean, they gave up the 2 goals. The first one, You know, the first one was on a power play. It looked like Florida was able to kill that off, and they're able to tie it. There wasn't much. Florida matched up pretty well, but again, they only got 16 shots off, but they were giving up some offense to play defense. And, you know, when you score three goals on three straight shots on goal, you know, you're just going to try and shut things down. I thought Florida did that. We saw a couple odd man rushes, not many, but there were a couple, and Florida snuffed them right out. So if you want to look at what went wrong, there sure wasn't a whole lot. Florida played a very good, tight game, and Tampa Bay just didn't have any answers for it.
And do they move any lines around? Because, like, you know, they have them set now. Or is he going to move some lines around as we go through this series?
I don't think he's going to, at least not right now, because he might flip a winger here or there, but Paul likes to keep, you know, for each line, two guys always stay together. You're always going to have Tkachuk and Bennett, right? You're always going to have Reinhart and Barkov. So he might switch a winger here or there, but the way the lines work, I mean, you could have just picked, you know, you could have picked these 2 weeks ago that these would be the lines. I think the only question mark was who was going to end up on that fourth line. And it looked really good. They played a lot of minutes last night. You've got, you know, Jesper Boqvist and Evan Rodriguez playing on a fourth line with Nico Sturm. That's pretty good. Tampa Bay does not have an answer for that line. And you're asking a couple offensive guys to play that defensive first role on the fourth line, and they did it pretty well. So I don't know where the lines would be switched, because it looks like a pretty natural progression to where everything is. Maybe you put Brad Marchand up on that second line, but Mackie Samuskevich with Sam Bennett, man, that looks good. So, you know, I just don't see where you would flip anybody.
I just want to see Marchand on that line for the fun of it. I just
want to everybody see does, those guys. Right? Yeah, everybody.
I just
want to
see those guys
line
out there together. Can we definitively say, George, you can read George's work at floridahockeynow.com. Can we definitively say, though, the series will not be as easy as it looked last night?
Yeah, I would think that, because Tampa's a team that, even last year, right, Florida beat Tampa Bay in five. And aside for one game, they were very tight games. That was a lot closer of a series than maybe the final result indicated. Tampa Bay is going to bring it. I mean, you've got them in their house tomorrow night. They do not want to go down 0-2 coming back to Sunrise, knowing that Aaron Ekblad returns on Saturday. This thing's going to tighten up. But again, there, you know, you could see some of that resignation in John Cooper's face. He knows the matchup problems that he's got. They don't have a whole lot of answers. And now, again, with Cirelli potentially out, you could see the Tampa Bay Lightning bringing guys up from Syracuse just to try and counter the Panthers, and I don't know how well that's going to work.
Hey, George, is Matthew Tkachuk still the NHL's biggest villain? Because because yesterday he comes in, and I'm going on SportsCenter. I can't remember the last time SportsCenter leads with Matthew Tkachuk, or I'm sorry, with the Florida Panthers. Multiple posts about the Florida Panthers yesterday from national networks, national outlets. And look, they deserve it. They're the Stanley Cup champions, but it's all Matthew Tkachuk related. Like he's the biggest villain in the NHL, right?
And he delivered too.
Yeah, his brother may have taken that from him. His brother up in Canada, I think they'd say Brady Tkachuk is the bigger villain. But ESPN had the game last night, so they, you know, they like pumping their own tires. Tomorrow night's game's on TBS, so we'll see how much ESPN covers it. The Panthers are a team that nationally, you know, people like watching because they've got those kind of guys. I mean, they've got the Matthew Tkachuks, you know, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, guys that if they're not on your team, you cannot stand these players. It's for good ratings. I mean, if you're going to talk hockey, you're going to talk about characters, and the Florida Panthers got a ton of characters.
Did the start times of these games have any cause for concern for Paul Maurice. I find it odd. I saw someone had written about it.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday was 8:30, really didn't start till like 8:50 last night. And then tomorrow 6:30. And then Saturday is 1 o'clock. And then Monday is 7 p.m. And so is anyone worried about not being able to get into any kind of rhythm for a game time start?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think the worry would have been last night, a 6:30 game. That's going to be closer to 7. So that's normal start time. Saturday afternoon matinee. I think players actually like those afternoon games. Especially in the playoff, they don't like them necessarily in February because they are, you know, the buildings are quiet and people aren't as drunk, right? At 1 o'clock on a Saturday, but for that,
you need
be
more Crowders in the crowd.
Well, right. Crowder's got it going, but, 1 o'clock on Saturday, that's going to be Florida's first playoff game. That building will be hopping, so that shouldn't be a concern. But, yeah, last night was weird, but, you know, they had a whole bunch of playoff games going in, and it was, if you were a hockey fan, last night was fun because you were just flipping back and forth, or you had TV2 going, or you're at the sports bar watching all the games. So I think if there was any concern about getting going, it would have been last night, but you know, you're playing in Tampa again. That building was just jacked. So, you know, I don't think that there's a concern at this time of year. In February or, you know, November or something, yeah, those weird start times will get you. But in the playoffs, nah, you're ready to go.
And George, earlier in the show, we were talking about if the Panthers go to 3 Stanley Cups and, you know, if they win 2 of them, that's crazy. But going to 3 Stanley Cups back-to-back years, winning 2 of them, we're putting them with the 70 Dolphins with the big, you know, big 3 Heat. Like, how amazing is that in hockey standards, not just South Florida, to go to 3 Stanley Cups in a row?
Well, yeah, it'd be incredible, right? I mean, you look at hockey in Florida. You know, either Florida or Tampa Bay have played for the Stanley Cup in each of the last 5 years. That's just incredible. This is the 4th time in 5 years that the Panthers and Lightning have played in the playoffs, and the winner has gone to the Stanley Cup final, you know, the previous 3 times, Tampa twice, Florida last year. So, listen, I remember I was talking, I was talking to Edwin Pope about 10, 15 years ago, and we were talking about the 71 Dolphins. And I was like, hey, you know, what were you thinking? You know, he was like, you weren't thinking about it in the moment. You know, you don't think that you're witnessing greatness. You're just thinking, hey, it's a Tuesday practice or Wednesday. You know, I'm going to Biscayne College to talk to Don Shula on a Wednesday. You don't think about it in the moment, but it's when you look back, these are the glory days of the Florida Panthers, right? I mean, you're living in it right now. You know, we may not ever see this again. Now, they're not even close to being done. This team, you know, the core of this team signed for the next 5-6 years. But yeah, this is the good stuff. This is the big 3 era of the Heat. I mean, we were living in that and kind of recognized how big a deal that was, but you never expect it to end. And then it does. And you look back and you're like, wow, that was incredible. And that's kind of where we're at right now with the Panthers.
Where have you gone in Tampa, George? Have you gone to Burns Steakhouse? Have you gone to Portillo's? What's been on the docket?
I was across the street from Burns Steakhouse today, and they were closed, so that was a shame. Portillo's is definitely on the docket. That'll be a tomorrow deal, or maybe tonight. Maybe tonight for Portillo's, and that's about it. Nothing fun. Not like the good old days, my friend.
The lemon cake at Portillo's. You know they're known for their chocolate cake. I am telling you, George, the lemon cake. Have you had it?
I'm with you. No. I'm a lemon cake guy. No, I don't want the chocolate. I'm going lemon. Yes. I'm with you.
And you get what, the Italian beef sandwich?
Well, I'm a big fella, so I get the beef sandwich and a Chicago dog.
They have
a
delicious chocolate cake at Mons Venus.
Yeah. I don't know if she still dances there.
And then you can go across the street and see a spaceship. It's pretty cool.
I love that damn Dale Mabry.
Man, I am jealous, man. Good old Portillo's, Dale Mabry. Little Italian beef.
I don't think Chicago
dog. On
Dale Mabry, but you never know.
So good. Solana didn't love the Italian beef at Portillo's. He thought it was too soggy. He doesn't understand the wet sandwich.
Right. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be soggy. Got to be, yeah.
But
people in Chicago have bad teeth, apparently. I don't know.
but it wasn't like, hey, this sauce is really good. You're going to love it. It's like, hey, we're going to dip this bread in this sauce, and then we're going to serve it to you on a plate.
It's au jus. It's au jus.
And I just – I don't understand the au jus. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me, George.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to stand up and eat it, or, you know, you're going to drip it all over your shirt and – there's a whole art
of fun.
To it. It's a beautiful thing, really.
Part of the fun. George Richards, he's in Tampa. Can read his work, floridahockeynow.com. I'm on Twitter as well, and we will talk to him throughout the playoffs, hopefully a very long playoff run. Thank you, George. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Have fun. We'll see you.
There you go. George Richards. The au jus. That's what they were saying when I was walking around Paris with my Star of David on. Au jus. Wow.
I don't think so.
A jus. A jus.
Something wrong with you.
That's a funny joke. A jus. A jus. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha. It's a funny joke.